The ambitions of the NFS report raise a question. Can this new holistic vision of food policy actually be delivered? The final recommendation is the introduction of a good food bill, which would commit the government to 5-year action plans and to coming up with a healthy and sustainable reference diet, an agreed vision of what healthy eating actually means, to create a consistent approach to food across the whole system, from schools to farms. So far, so good. The problem is that the report handed responsibility for monitoring progress to the Food Standards Agency, a non-ministerial department whose remit is mainly food safety and things such as use-by dates. "Delivery ain't going to come from the FSA, no way," said Tim Lang, Emeritus Professor of Food Policy at City, University of London, when I spoke to him on the phone recently. Lang, who's most famous for coining the term food miles, has long been recognised as one of the leading experts on food policy in Britain. The week after the NFS plan was published, he wrote an opinion piece in The Spectator praising much of the content of the report, but suggesting that the FSA was unfit to deliver it. "The FSA is," he wrote, "a long, weakened body, a kind of genial facilitator, whose role is purely advisory." Since it is not a government ministry, Lang argued, the FSA lacked the power to get anything meaningful done. Nothing happens unless you get laws and regulations that get translated into daily cultural values, Lang told me. Since the war, he argues that the closest the UK has come to having a systematic food policy was in 2008, under Gordon Brown, when the Food Matters Review of Food Policy was set up, under which the Healthy Weight, Healthy Life strategy fell. They integrated environment and nutrition and hospitality all in one document, Lang said. But when the coalition government came to power in 2010, the review was shut down by the Tories overnight. Now he wonders whether the government really wants a unified food policy, or whether they would prefer no policy at all to keep their friends in industry happy. For years, Lang has decried what he calls the lack of food democracy. In the UK, 94.4% of food is supplied by one of the 9 leading retailers. Along with his colleagues Eric Millstone and Terry Marsden, earlier this year, Lang wrote a paper setting out 9 tests for food policy in the UK. How will people be fed, and to what standards, from where, produced how, and with which consequences, the paper asked. Lang feels that Whitehall brushes these questions aside because there is a naive optimism that other countries will always come along to feed us. After Brexit, this post-imperial complacency looks dangerously misplaced. As recently as October, there were tons of broccoli and cauliflower rotting in the fields without workers to pick them. Tens of thousands of pigs faced being culled because of a post-Brexit shortage of butchers, and empty shelves in the supermarkets because of the shortfall of lorry drivers. In the midst of this chaos, who will actually step in to protect the food supply? Successive governments have been largely happy to leave it to the market, which in practice means leaving it to the supermarkets and the ultra-processed food industry. Dimbleby says that one of the core aims of his report is to break what he calls the junk food cycle, in which retailers oversupply us with low-nutrient sugary foods and we in turn demand more of them. At the same time, the report was informed by conversations with many of the biggest food companies, including Coca-Cola, Greggs, Tesco and Asda, as well as smaller organic companies such as Yeo Valley. To regulate industry, Dimbleby proposes forcing all food companies with more than 250 employees to publish an annual report. As well as admitting how much food they waste, they would be forced to declare how many healthy foods, such as vegetables, they sell each year. For some companies, the answer would presumably be none, as well as how many unhealthy sugary foods. The hope is that this process of public accounting would enable government to track whether businesses are moving in the right direction. The problem is that it's currently unclear who would oversee this, or what the sanctions would be for companies that continue to sell us the same old junk.